Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 19th of November. I'm Paul White. Today we are in 1 Corinthians 12. We'll be focusing the text starting in around verse 14, verse 15, as Paul uses the individual members metaphor as contrasted to the body of Christ. There's the individuality and the corporate. I want to focus on some specific things today, namely diversity within the body and similarity within the body. I want to remind you that the next two podcasts, starting tomorrow on the 20th and then on the 21st, we're going to do a couple of travel podcasts. This is a new thing that I come up with. I'm going to give it a whirl, and I'm going to air for you, and this is something I recorded a week ago, but air for you a podcast where I'm traveling out of town. We'll do that. I'll just share it, probably driving. It'll be safe. I'll explain tomorrow. And tell you what's happening in the ministry, tell you what's happening in our family, tell you what's happening in our world and where I'm going and what I am hearing from the Lord about what I'm planning on speaking and etc. Then the next podcast, the next day, will be me driving back from the airport. And I'll report on all of the things that happened and what I learned and what I think the Holy Spirit would have me to do next. And I'm going to try this and just see how that, I don't even know what to call that. I'm calling it a travel podcast and see what happens on the way out and on the way back. I thought it would be kind of cool because when it airs, for you, it'll be back-to-back days. You'll get to hear what we anticipate and then what actually happened, and you'll get to hear it boom, boom. For those that listen to these in stacks, like you listen to 5 or 6 or 10 at a time, then that info, it'd be like jumping a day into or days into the future past a meeting to hear the end result. We'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to trying that. We'll do it the next couple of days. For today, I want to talk about diversity and similarity because I don't think those two things are brought up enough in this discussion. Let's talk about it from a societal point of view before we get into the spiritual point of view. In society, you hear a lot about diversity, particularly in this day and age, very heated environment politically, and a lot of it includes diversity, how you are to treat people who are of different races, genders, sexual orientation, etc. And that we should be doing all that we can to include. That's sort of the societal version of inclusion. There's multiple arguments of inclusion going on in the world. There's the society's argument of inclusion, and there's the spiritual argument of inclusion. And the societal argument is that everyone should be included regardless. Everyone should be given equal opportunity regardless. That everyone's included in the process, and that where they haven't been included, things should change so that they are included, and that that would bring us equality, that diversity would equal equality, that if we could celebrate our diversities, we would come out on equal footing. From a societal point of view, that makes sense in a society where you have a bunch of people in the same pot, melting pot of people, so to speak. From a practical standpoint, it sounds like it makes sense. When you dig below the surface, what you find, and it doesn't take really deep studies to get this, I think we all sort of live this out, we realize that the more that we talk about diversity and inclusion and the more we dwell on it and work on it, the more our differences become obvious, the more our differences become stark. So as we focus on equality and inclusion, what we end up with might be forced equality and inclusion, but a mindset that's now more recognizant of ever than ever of what separates us from those people. We might simply be fighting against what separates us, but we can't help but focus on it. Now, some would say, good, we need to focus on what separates us so that we can push against it. But I'm not so sure about that, because what society also knows is that we do better as a people when we accent our similarities, when we find what makes us the same. We are stronger as a society. than when we find what makes us different. We know this at a deep level. It's just really hard for us to articulate it. One of the ways I think we know it is that we say things like, you know, we should, regardless of how you feel about it, we should rally around the flag and be patriotic. Doesn't matter if you like the president. Doesn't matter if you like Congress. Doesn't matter what you think about the laws. I've noticed, by the way, people are really excited about being patriotic, faithful, praying for the president, not bad-mouthing the government when it's their party in power. They're less likely to be all of those things when it's the opposition in power. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people said you should be, man, people should, instead of whining about the president, should be praying for him every day. And I think, hey, amen. Were you saying that 5 years ago or 6 years ago when the opposing administration was in? Did you pray 2 and 3 times a day? Were you making platitudes in defense of? And I would say that if when I said that you went, yeah, but, then you should really consider if it's more important for you to back it and pray for it, or if it's more important to be calling out people who you disagree with. Now, that's how I think. There's a societal example of how we, by accenting what is different about us, we've been driven farther apart than what is similar. What I meant by that whole speech there was that what we're doing when we say something like, well, we should just rally around, be patriotic, is let's celebrate what unifies us. Okay, so there is a great thing about, okay, the flag unifies us. Let's rally around that because we're unified. But if all you want to do is look at diversity, then you're going to say, well, we can't rally around it because you don't respect our differences. If you wait around for people to respect your differences, you're going to keep waiting around. So it's probably best in society if you celebrated what made us similar more than what makes us different. How does that, what does that have to do with the realm of the spirit? I won't have to spend as much time on that spiritually, because that really, the case I think is laid out there in the natural. If we spend all of our time in the spiritual celebrating what's different about us, we end up focusing on us more than the thing that is similar about us, which is Christ. Christ and Him crucified and Him resurrected is what's similar about the church. What's diverse is we got Baptist churches and Pentecostal churches and Catholics, non-denominationals, people who embrace the message of grace, people who think there should be some sort of balance between grace and law, people who don't embrace grace at all, people who believe in a rapture, people who don't, people who speak in tongues, people who don't think you're supposed to speak in tongues. If I sit and talk about all those differences, I become individualistic. I get tribal, start making camps. If I find what's similar, I dig down to the heart of Jesus, because there's the similarity. So there's unity in the church, but it's not just a unity of diversity. It's a unity of similarity as well. Diversity is okay in the side of the individual, but there's a similarity that I think should be focused on. And when it is focused on, I think we're stronger. Okay, tomorrow, looking forward to it. See you then. God bless.